Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Ramoni Marat Shiach Lenishmas. Maris Esther Vas Vishmor. It's going to talk about the Chas from Meir Zev. In the Sefer HaKadosh Har Tzvi, the Tshuvis of the Gaon Tzvi Pesach Frank. Always super geschmack to learn this Sefer. He has a Tshuva. Simen Ayin Dalin Chilik Beis. Bishnas Tov Shin Tes, Bereshis Milchemes HaShichru, Haya Machsor Gadol B'Maro, B'Pesach, V'Rabim Mitoyshvei Yerushalayim, Yardu L'Kfar HaRavi HaNatush Tir Yassin, Shenelkad B'Idei HaYehudim K'dei L'Kot Shem. V'Nishalti HaYedei HaGoyin Reb Ezra Atiyah, Rosh Yeshivat Porat Yosef, Im Efshar Latzet B'Maro, Zeh Yedei Chovah, D'Lechora Avei Gezel Akum, ובמרור הגזול לא יוצאים ידי חובה. הנה דבר פלא, שואל רב צבי פסח, נשאל רב צבי פסח, הוא שואל, נשאל ושואל, that it's the year 1949, and the, after the independence war, and the Jews, there was a lack of maror. So what the Jews did is, they went to an Arab village, which the Arabs had abandoned, called Dir Yassin. And they took the maror from there. So Rav Ezra Atiyah asked them, the Rosh Yeshiva Porat Yosef, can you be yotze with this maror? It's gezel akum. Maror gezel lo yotze midei chayva. That was the shayla. Says Rev Hirsch Pesach Frank. First of all, before we get to Mar HaGazol Me'akum, let's talk about Mar HaGazol Me'Yisrael. In the Shulchan Aruch, he only brings the din of Gazol by Matzah. He doesn't bring the din of Gazol by Mar. So to Lashon HaMechaber, he not miyotz techovasu v'matzah gzula. V'chambam, nuchos chamitzu matzah, 6-7. V'ein shem v'magid mishnah, shevim akol l'din zeh. Divrei Yerushalmi. So the Magid Mishnah brings that he saw somebody who wrote that Chazal say that at the end, damim hu chayiv. So therefore, it must be matzik zula. You are yotze. Because it doesn't say matzaschem. In other words, originally, he shouldn't steal it. And if he steals it, he should make a bracha. But once he eats it, he owes money. So from that, the Magid Mishnah says, we can learn. He saw somebody who said, we can learn. This is the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says, B'sof dam muchayiv. So you see from here, Shema Amina, Matzah Gzula, Yotze B'Yodei, Yotze B'Diyavid. Yotze B'Diyavid, it didn't say Matzaschem. It's right, when he ate it, it was stolen, but at the end of the day, it's Yotze. K'das HaRamam Sover Gama, Aval Mar, Azmar Ramam Posek, Aval Ramam Posek. You're not Yotze with Matzah Gzula. So like the Rambam writes the Rosh in Pesachim, Perek Pei, Simen Yudches, V'sham V'var She'atamu Mishum Deba'inan, She'amatze Tehin Mishelachem. Like it says in the Gemara, Ma'atze Shem Ma'atze Shem, Adibur of Meir, Ma'atze Shem Imam Gavoy, Yishol Yitzis Techovatz V'Pesach. But the Ma'atze has to be yours. Like we see in Pesachim 38a, that Ma'atze of Ma'atze Shem, according to Reb Meir, that Ma'atze Shem is Mamun Gavoya, you're not Yotze Yitzis V'Pesach. It has to be yours because it's learned from lechem, right? It doesn't say matzaschem, but it's you learn from lechem. It's just like by chala, bichayv and chala, it's your lechem, so to bichayv and matzah, it has to be your matzah. Das HaRashba b'chidush of the Sukkah, Shemegzer Shava Lechem Lechem, Olamanu Enyan Meiser Sheini. V'mandam Shu Lechem Gavor, V'matz Gzul, V'shal Shalasa Kanyi B'shinu Meiser B'nimtzi Shishaloi. So the HaRashba says that from the Gzer Shava you only learn Enyan Meiser Sheini, according to the Mandam Ramon Gavoya, so you can't be Yotze. But if it's stolen, when you chew it, it becomes yours, B'shinu Meiser. So it turns out that it is yours. You should be able to be Yotze. So again, we have the Rambam, Paskins, that you're not Yotze B'Matzik Zula. We have the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, Arachayim, Tofnan Dalet, you're not Yotze B'Matzik Zula. We have the Magid Mishnah, who quotes the Yerushalmi, you're not making a brach on Matzik Zula, but then it says, ah, but in the end, you're Chayiv Damim. So it's mashma that you are Yotze, because you don't know the Matzah anymore, it's your Matzah, now you just owe money. So but the Avid, you're Yotze. The Rosh writes like the Rambam, the Matzah has to be yours, so you're not Yotze with Gazel. The Rashba says that that's only Maaser Sheni, it's not yours, but Matzik Zula, when you chew it, it's yours. So you're Yotze. Lavush writes, the reason of Matzik Zula Sheni Yotze Bechavosim Mishum Mitzvah Abba Ba'Avera. And so writes the Shagas Aryeh and Simon Sadi Dalit. That what? Mitzvah Abba Ba'Avera. The reason of Matzik Zula Sheino Yotze Ba'idei Chovaso is Mitzvah Abba Ba'Avera. So it's the Shagas Aryeh, Simon Sadi Dalit, Mitzvah Abba Ba'Avera. Magor Chaim writes, Avra Pishakana Lufnei B'liyasa Mikom Mokom Hascholas HaMitzvah B'liyisa V'hi Bo Ba'Avera. But even though you're counted before you swallow it, the beginning of the mitzvah was when you chewed it. And that's Ba'Avera. When you chewed it, it was Ba'Avera. And therefore you're not Yotze. You're right, you're a konet, Lefnei B'liyasa, but the beginning of the mitzvah, you're not Yotze, Ba'Avera. Now then in Mo'ol, the Mechaber doesn't let us in on the secrets. What about Mara? Mara Gazel. The Bir Alachi brings Das Knesset Gedolah B'Shem Ariyu. She Yotze. Mara Gazel. Prichadish Cholek Olav. Says, no, you're not Yotze. There's a Hekesh of Matzah Mara. Memela Matzah Yina Yotze. Mara Yina Yotze. Then he brings the Shagas Aryeh. The Matzah Gzul B'Sul is Mitzvah Abba B'Avera. So Das HaLavush. And therefore Gabi Mara also. It's only Derabbanan, but it's Mitzvah Abba B'Avera Derabbanan. Das HaMechaber Yotze B'Di'Evet. So Matzah is Daraisa Yina Yotze Mitzvah Abba B'Avera. Mara is Derabbanan. According to the Mechaber and Tarmat, Yotze Derabbanan is B'Di'Evet Mitzvah Abba B'Avera. However, the Hamar writes in his gloss, Shana Noegin Kapoiskim Deserving the Gamdur Abana Mitzvah Baba Vera Puzzle, the Vade Gamba Murr, Lo Yatza. We paskin that even the Abana Mitzvah Baba Vera is no good. So by Murr, you're not Yotze. The Ancham Beserb Dvarav, Shehela Gamla Das, Amariyu, Modu Begoizel Murr, Miat Chaveroi de Lo Yotza, Barak Linyan Ktsitze, Meakarka Sphirle de Lo Mikri Mechubri Mikoide, Belo Domi Lassa. So he brings for the Mariyu that he agrees. But Goizel Mara Miat Chaver, you're not Yotze. So originally the Bir Alacha says he says the name of the Mariyu that you are Yotze. Knesset Gedolah, the name of the Mariyu. Mem hei reish yud vav. Then at the end, the Bir Alacha says, no, you're not Yotze. By Gazel Amor, you're not Yotze. So when you cut off the ground, when you're talking about the Arba Minim, like we have in the Sugya and Sukkah and Daf Lamed, so that's a Shinui. Because it used to be connected, and now it's not connected to the ground anymore. But here, it was never connected. So if you just take it away from your friend, you're not Yotze. Now, the Das HaShagas Aryeh V'Alavush, Shatam Shebematzak Zula Eina Yotze Dei Chovasu Mishum Mitzvah Abba Ba'Avera, The whole diyun, the whole discussion by Mar Ragazel, is if even midrabbanan, we say mitzvah b'aver is no good. We say that a derabbanan is possible mitzvah b'aver. So according to that, we can say that by Mar Ragazel may akum yesh lahakol. Based on the Magen Avraham Tarlas Siv Kodin Gimel, the name of Shulte Gibor and Ben Yeruchim, even though we pass in Gezel Akum is Aser. Nevertheless, it's not called a mitzvah baba avera. Why is that? Because dafka begezel Yisrael is a mitzvah of Shabbos avera, of Shabbos agzela, and the avera continues b'shas the mitzvah of begezel akum. There's no chiyuv hashava. And merely avera is already finished. Ain shara melech, shem aram chaviv. By a Jew. The Nesiva says, you have to return it out to Hashem. But here, in our case, it's no Chil Hashem, it's already captured. So the Aver is already done. The Aver is already over. Parenthetically, is the yesod that we saw recently from the Avnei Nezer. He brings from Tosis. If I remember it's the Avnei Nezer and Siman Tav Ayin Siv Kot and Dalet. If I remember it's from the Tosis and Beitz and Daf Lamed Ches from Divrei HaRav Rabbeinu Moshe. That when it comes to the Rabbanans, once the Avera is over, we see it as over. The Avera doesn't continue. Once it's finished, we don't view it as being an Avera object anymore. See here also. Even if it's Gezel, but there's, once it's stolen, the Avera is done. It's no longer a mitzvah Hashavah. And in Tafresh Mem Test, Magen Avraham Sif Kana Gimel, there's shittas that even before Yeyush, it's only Aser of Mitzvah Baba Avera for the Gazlam, but not for other people. For other people to use it, then that would be another Heter. Because even if it's Befnei Yeyush, if the issue is Mitzvah Baba Avera, it's only for the Gazlam, not for others. But that's all according to those who say Matzik Zula, the reason is because of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Avaladas Omer Shatam Matzik Zula is because it requires that it should be Lachem. And according to the Pri Chodesh, there's a hekesh of matzah mara adodi. Hari gam b'mara apostle, we should be in lachem. By mara, it's also apostle. Why? Because it requires shelachem. The hekesh of matzah mara. Matzah has to be yours, mara has to be yours. William and Shesha, as far as it being yours, am I going to from rights? In the name of the Aram, that if you don't call the man the Aram, Gezalakim is Mutter, never is not called Lachem. Lachem is not considered, not dependent on the Chiyuv Hasheva, like we see in the Tosis written Sukkot Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. He asks, how's an Arav Gzula Psula? Doesn't have a Sheva Pruta. And he answers, even though it's not by our Sheva, it's not a Sheva Pruta, but it's not Lachem. So Lachem is not told in Chiyuv HaShavah. So even according to Mandu's Gezel Akum is Mutter, it's not called Lachem. So we have a problem here. If you hold the problem is that it's not yours, because it's not yours, if it's Gezel. V'akati yesh la'ayin, de'ayah kan gam yeush. But here there was already yeush. So once there's yeush, maybe you could take it. The goyim were misyayish. And therefore would be lachem. The Gemara we know in Sukkah says you need yeush and shina rishus. But by goy, by gezel nachri, yeush alone is enough. Even if you hold Gezel Akum Zasar, ain't Shulte Giborim. the Gemara there in Sukkah, famous Gemara, Laman Alvav, Laman Reves, it's talking there about buying from the Arab Amina from the guy. So you have to make sure there's Yesh and Shina Rishus. You stam Goyim Ar Gazlani Karkaninu, so then that's Gazel, and then they detach it from the ground. And then there's going to be Yeush, and then it has to change Rishusis. But here, we're talking about stealing from the guy. If it's Gezel, then all you need is Yeush. So we have another issue. So again, if it's a mitzvah b'aveira, so maybe the aveira is done. No longer a mitzvah b'aveira. If the issue is that it's not yours, it has to be yours, like the matzah has to be yours. So the question is it yours? Now is it yours? Maybe Yeush, Yeush is enough. And the other shaila is, maybe it's not a problem at all. Maybe it's not Gezel. Maybe it's Kibush Muhammad. We should discuss another shirim. They wanted to put Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Chayrim, Eidah Charedis, when he took the job at the Rabbanut HaRashit, to be a Rav and get paid by the Rabbanut HaRashit. And before they put him in Chayrim, one of the Rabbanim had a dream. He was told not to do it, because Rav Tzvi Pesach learned he learns b'deichak. He's extremely poor. And B, he has no food. They didn't put him in chayrim. Anyway, writes v'avte karka in exels mekom kom nikno karkas l'tzva gana adekimish mochama. The brisk rabbi, he sent shilas to him. Show you who we're talking about. He sent shilas from Europe, aguna shilas to Eretz Yisrael, even though in Europe, for the war. So we're talking about a Poisek Ador, one of the great Poisek Ador. I would say the Poisek Ador, but one of the great Poisek of his door, which was a Dordea. And we're talking, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. A lot of great people. Uncle Panem, it was captured by the Israeli army. So maybe it's Seder Gamel. It's not Gezel anymore, it's ours. He writes, Mashikaza Kvotarasa, he writes to this Rabatia. Binyan Nechosim Hanatushim Aide Aravim, his man Mochemes Hashikhur. Shashir Racherim Binusasim Stosaros Tvuos. Kromim Pardesim Shirichus Zainer Kafkar Aloimi Bishes Baalem Aravim. Shreyesh Oinishmem Shalti Lechola Poishel Bukushaye. Hamatit Machishalta. Shrekakol Shalem Bailem Aravim Nechbushoa Demim Shalav, as it even Aravim came sharp rod and Krimla Yudim Shalsim Yayim Vishemin. So Rabatia wanted to say, it's Gezel. They ran away. It's not Hefker. The Arabs still own it. Because the government punishes anybody who takes it. He says, the Matthias is not like that. The Matthias says that it doesn't belong to the Arabs anymore, and the Jews are using it for themselves. You're allowed to take it. The Jews are Bailam, Bein Alpi Torah, Bein Alpi Mishkulei Agoyim. There's a Musag in Halacha called Mishkulei Kibush Mulchama. There's a war, you capture it, it's yours. Nekuda. Bein Alpi Achoka, Bein Lomi. And lahavdi alfa v'edel, sapi chok haTorah. It belongs to the Jews. Uleman yislabnu advaram atikan mamor shel agoyin Reb David mikarlin. Look at them, zekan agoyinim. V'zeh l'shanu v'sifra piski alochis. Chelik base. Matzino memoni shel adam yotzim rishusoi. Rishus chaver ba korcha akam adrocha mederecha achas or yeser gadam mikul mede kibush mochamad. We find various ways that money can go out of a person's rishus into his friend's rishus against his will. And one of them is kibush mochamad. Vizeo akinyan agolda shenirchosh mochamad nikri kalakoy vishaf la karka shenin exel stol mahani lashim yosh loilam. Then she can have sagazim because then he can see kibush mochamad. Normally, karka in exel. Kibush mochamad is. We see that in Gittin 38a. Amun Amor of Tir B'Sichom, we're now allowed to start with Amun Amor, but now Sichom has it, we're allowed to take their land. I Karka in Exel, it's Kibush Mulchama. Again, many sources about it, many Shirim given about it. We have Shirim. So, Yisod Gadol, Gittin La'alam Chesam and Alf, Kibush Mulchama. Otherwise, if there wasn't a Kibush Mulchama, Sichom, And how are we allowed to take that land? It's a long time in a Moab. So we see Dvorim Brurim that you can take somebody against his will. Davar Pasha is something called Kibush Mulchama, discussed a lot by the Achronim. Keshel is the Askir Kandivre Rabba Mehil Shmita Vyoivel 4:29. Akum Shakana Kaka Beretz Yisrael Vizar Bishvius Perasam Mutarim. The Goy buys Karka in Eretz Yisrael and he plants it in the seventh year, the Perasam Mutar. Because the Mishnah brings the chapter of Ferch that he holds that the Shvius is also if it's Goy Shalan. Ram doesn't hold like that. The Ram holds a lot of work for land. And then he mentions the Gemara. That Bnei Africa came to judge with the Jewish people in front of Alexander Mokdon. They said, Eretz Canaan is ours. And Alexander said, Azir really tshuva. And they didn't find tshuva. Miad Baruch Hu Nichus Deim Shein Zeruos. Voshen Hashvi says, Son of Israel Aleim. In other words, Gvir Bram Sisa there in the Gemara, he said that this is in Sanhedrin, Tzadei Aleph. He said, the land really belongs to us because Canaan is our slave. So whatever Ben Africa gets is really ours. Like the Torah says, Ve'om ra'or Canaan eved avadim yeh le'echov. Eved shekan l'chasim eved l'mi l'chasim l'mi. So it's all ours. So Gevia said to the Africans, B'nai Canaan, Canaan is an eved of shame. The land is ours. So they ran away. And they left their fields, and they had worked in the seventh year, and the Jewish people were samech on them. So the Kesev Mishnah is tamei on the kafter v'ferach. He brings this zerai against the Rambam. Other Rambam, it's mefurish like the Rambam. What's the question? The Rambam says there's no shvius in Paris in the land of Goyish land, and here you see they work the land. And the Jews went and captured their land. They took the fruits. You see, there's no shvius in the land of Goyim. Brings a raya against himself. It's not a raya, it's against them. It's for the Rambam, against himself. So the Kesev Mishnah is bringing or proving from that Maisa that if it's the land belongs to Goyim, there's no shvius. However, it's difficult to understand. How does that arrive for the Rambam? That Bishel Akum, there's no Shvius. And that Maisa, Besada Shah Yisrael Zorah, with Jewish fields. Like we see in the Chetush HaGadus, the Maharsha. Minichu said the same parents are the same Shabbat Yisrael, Shemachzikim ben Bezerov, Chazaka B'tayin, Zuhat Shabbat, Alexander Shabbat, Lefan of Lodun Alse. Also, the same Shabbat African Shvius, Nagas ben Luchutz Laretzu. So the Maharsha says, but the land in Africa is no question, there's no shvius. But to hear the land belong to the Jews, the guy forcibly took it, but it really belonged to the Jews. So how's this arayah? According to the Maharsha, this is arayah for the Rambam. You're right, the Rambam holds that b'shal akum ain't shvius, no eges. But b'sodos halalu, they're shvius. These belong to Jews. There's din shvius. So how are they nana from the fruits that when the guy worked these Jewish fields? So the answer is the goyim were kind of a cheskas kibush mulchama. And kibush mulchama is a kinyan. So, in the end, he's not misakim that it's mutter, but it would seem from the tshuva. He goes on, he talks more about Shvius. But it would seem that the Maskana is that it's Mutter. It's Mara's Mutter. Mutter! Because maybe there's no Mitzvah Baba Avera here. The Avera is already finished. And maybe there's no Avera! And maybe it's really yours because of Kibush Mulchama. We captured it fair and square. Therefore, you're Yotze. Okay, obviously there's a lot more to say, but we're always so happy to learn Tshuva to the Har Tzvi. See, here we did part of this Tshuva anyway. And we should be Zelcha to see the Flos Mitaras Hashem. And to be the Simcha to the Leva Meirov Kol. So hopefully we'll revisit this topic and revisit the Har Tzvi many, many more times, B'li Neder. Because he's so super geschmack. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.